I read an article about you when you said you were talking about getting cut from the UFC and that made you depressed. Can we just talk a little bit about that? Because here you are, you got your dream, you got your shot, and now all of a sudden you get cut from that dream. How does that feel?
It was one of just the worst experiences I've gone through to this day, you know, especially how it happened, because when you get cut by the UFC, usually you get cut after like 2 or 3 losses in a row. And in my experience, my third fight, I had it was a close fight, you know, I lost the decision. And, you know, some people actually could have said the fight could have gone my way. Yeah. But, you know, I lost. He wrestled me a little bit, but it was a great fight. The UFC actually re-signed me, sent me another contract for another 4-fight deal. So I'm in my head, I'm like, oh, I'm good, you know, I'm gonna get the fight at the very least one more time, you know. Yeah. So they kept me on the roster for about 6 months. I'm asking my manager, like, hey, is there a fight? I'm staying in shape because I don't want to get tired again. So because that was the fight that I got tired, I'm staying in really good shape, training hard. 6 months go by, nothing. Then I get a call from my manager saying, hey, the UFC are making some cuts. It's not something I did wrong, but it was just, you know, they're going to new management. The whole Reebok deal was going on. So they ended up cutting me. Yeah. Not because I did anything wrong, just because they're making pretty much trimming the roster up. Yeah. And the way I got cut, it just sucked.
It's almost even worse, right? Yeah, because you're waiting and you're like, I don't have anything to do with this.
But it was something that I didn't deserve to get cut. When that happened, you know, a lot of people who are in the UFC, my training partners, everyone was shocked. Like, what? Like, you got cut? Because before the fight I lost, I had a first-round submission win. So it was like, you know, there's guys who lose 2-3 in a row and still get other chances. And it just really sucked, you know. But you got to kind of dig deep and keep pushing. It was the fight after that really got me depressed, because I lost the fight right after that in another organization to Josh Emmett, who is currently like ranked number 6 or 7 in the world right now in the UFC. But so I lost that fight. Then it was my first time losing 2 in a row, and I went through a little depression, you know. Then all the doubts start coming back to your head, you know.
And how, like, what's happening? Can you just walk us through that? Because I think very few people have the opportunity. I think it's going through things like this, I think it's really good, because it's made you stronger as a human being. When you're there, you don't want to recommend anybody to go through that. But I think it's also something that makes you a better fighter and a better human being. But can you just talk us through the feelings when, like, what happens in a person's mind? You do everything and it doesn't work out.
Then you start thinking about, what are you gonna do with your life? You're just sitting there like, dang, is fighting the route that I should be taking? That goes to your head, you know. What else? Then you start thinking about other things you can be good at, you know. So I thought I was just at home. I had no ambition to train. I was not training as much. I was trying to find other things to make money. You know, I had a broken hand, so I couldn't even really teach at the time. Just a lot of staying at home, a lot of thinking in your own head, a lot of doubt. But then what helped me was a lot of friends and family who were hitting me up saying, hey, listen, don't let this stop you. You're a great fighter. You know, the fight that I did lose again, it was a great fight. Just a lot of my friends and family, actually, that's what kind of pulled me out, was just believing in me. Yeah. And I started getting my confidence back a little bit. So I was like, all right, I'll do this again. And then I just kind of had a little switch off, and I'm like, I can do this. Yeah. So a switch went off my head. I started training hard again. I've got a fight for the RFA against a very tough opponent who fought in the WEC, who was a big name. And everyone actually had some of my teammates saying, why are you taking this fight? You know, you should get like a tune-up fight. This is a tough fight and you're already down 2 in a row. But I heard Dana White was going to be at the show, and it was my opportunity to kind of make a big statement. And I had a huge knockout win in front of Dana White. Dana White even commented on the show after, saying that I looked like I belonged back in the UFC, and it just kind of like all that depression that I felt went out the window, and I kind of became a new man after that, and I've had a lot of success after that.